The Katnusa is Bushusaviv, it's not too relevant, not too significant. And he remains Bushusaviv till the end of the 3 months after that. Then he's like a Bogeris, he's like a Boger. He's no longer Bushusaviv. By a girl, you also have the three, it's more famous by the girl. You have a Ktana, Naira, and a Bogeris. The girl is a Ktana until she becomes a Gdoila. Gdoila is a Naira. Same thing. When does she become a Gdoila? Shonim is Simon. Shonim Machlegis Atanoim. So we paskin Yud Bei Shonim V'yanechot. Why a year earlier? So Gemara Nida says based on the Pasuk in Bereshis that we read the other day. Vayiben Hashem Elokim Asatzela. Vayiben is Miloshin Binyan, maybe. Or Vayiben is Miloshin Bina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bina Yisera Nasan V'isha Yosem En Hoish. The women have Bina Yisera. So they mature a year earlier. So the shanim by the girls is Yud Bei Shanim V'yayim Echad, and you have to have the Shtei Saris. What if she doesn't have Shtei, again, what if she doesn't have Shtei Saris till 35? Then she becomes a Gedolah because a Gil Erev Shnoisav. Yeah. What if she doesn't have Shtei Saris till the age of 25? Then she becomes a Gedolah at the age of 25. Does she become a Naira for the next 6 months? Whenever she becomes a Gedolah, the next 6 months she's a Naira and then she becomes a Bogeris. So they say, no. If she becomes a Gedolah, Yud Beis Shana V'yayim Echad, then she'll be a Naira for till Yud Beis Shanim Umachza, till 6 months. If she'll bring Shtei Saris, let's say, after Yud Beis Shanim in 3 months, then she'll be a Naira for 3 months. If she'll become, maybe that's the latest, she can't be a Naira past the age of 12 and a half. So let's say if she becomes a gedola at the age of 30, then she'll become a bageris. Why do I mean? Katnusa yotza salabega. This is the machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, the Mishnah Melech. The Rambam has all these dinim and issues, and he talks about ketana and ira bageris, and the Mishnah Melech points out, this is the machlekes, Tosfos, and the Rambam. What do you mean? Hey, my naris lebagris, al shisha chadosh and lebat. You always have 6 months, but the maximum you can have is 6 months. You can't have more than 6 months. You can't have a stage of Nairis past the age of 12 and a half. That's a machlokes. Then there's a special din for a Saris or an Islanist. There's again a machlokes satanaim. What is the age? When the age for a boy and for a girl is both 20. And then this you have Simoni Saris and Simoni Islanist. Simoni, the body is not growing in a normal fashion. And Saris and Islanist are not roi lahoilet, but it's not the same as a okor bakara. Okor bakara means some kind of hormone imbalance, but basically the body's growing, the organs are growing the same as a normal boy or a girl. By a Saris and Islanist, the whole body is different. It's a whole different of gadlus. So if the boy has simani Saris at the age of 20, so then you declare that it becomes a gadol, and then it's a machlokes, and Yivam is dafpe, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Do you declare nasa gadol amafreya, nasa soris amafreya? We declare it's a gloy milsa amafreya. He became bar mitzvah at the age of Yud Gimel Shanim Yamechot, at the age of 13. Or do you say no, mikana lahabo? The Rama paskins to be he and she, the boy and the girl, become gadol mikana lahabo. They don't become gadol amafreya. What are some of the differences, la'aloch, between a ketana, naira, and a bogeres? So a ketana is a labbas das. Any avera that are labbaronshin, labbas onshin. Any avera that they do, they're not held responsible. Men atorah, they're not mechuyev to do any mitzvahs. It's only with the rabbanon that there's a din of chinuch. There is a din of chinuch men atorah that lamadat hamos mas b'neichem. You have to teach your children what the dinim of the Torah. You have to show them what the laws of the Torah. But that you have to see to it that the child shakes a lula before bar mitzvah, and that the children keep Shabbos and keep kashrus, that's only by the rabbanon. It's enough if you teach the children another 4 years, you're going to become bar mitzvah. So after you're bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat treifus. And by the rabbanon, there's a din of chinuch, but the parents have to see to it that the children observe the mitzvahs already before bar mitzvah at a younger age. So akana kotan akana la bardas. La Baronshin, whatever they do, La Baronshin, the cotton is posulatus because he's a La Badas. What else? Because a cotton ktana La Bene Das, so if they take a nether, it's not binding at all, it's not valid. There's a special din in the door, and Mufla Hasomach Liish. Isha Isha Kiafli, Linda Nether Nozel Hazel Shem Kiafli. So the Gemara understands from the Pasuk, Mufla Hasomach Liish. Isha Isha means Bar Mitzvah. And kiyafli means, as long as they know what they're talking about, even you can have a brilliant child I was just reading the biography. Someone gave me the biography of Rabbi Michal Farschlager. Someone else visited me. So at the age of, he says at the age of three, he learned all the Mishnah's Kalim. And by the age of five, he learned Gemara and Nedorim with Iran and Kiddushin with the Taisus. And he used to tell people, he knew from cover to cover, he knew Kiddushin, he knew Nedorim, he knew Kalim, but he didn't know that you're not allowed to smoke on Yom Kippur. He thought Yom Kippur is the same as Yontif. He didn't know Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos. Anyway, so he was a brilliant child, but Al Pidin, that's considered a Labar Das. Till a child becomes Bar Mitzvah, it's considered a Labar Das. So there's a special din, machlekes, what is the Raisa de Rabbana, machlekes in the Gemara, and machlekes de Ramam de Raibet Halamais, where the Mufla Hasomach Liish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, the year before Bas Mitzvah, if the Kotna the Ktana take Nidorim, so Nidrehem Nivdokim, you have to see whether the child knew what he was talking about, he or she. And if they knew what they were talking about, then you say the Neder is binding. So that's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Raibid Lahalocha, based on a machlekes in the Gemara. But this din of Mufla Samach Leish is a din the Rais, a din the Rabban. So that's an exception to the rule that the Kotna the Ktana considered Bardas, Benigeta, and Yoni Haflo, Benigeta, and the Dorim, and Shavuos, and Hagdashis, and Aziris, and Erchen, and so on. But usually a Kotna is considered a La Bardas, yeah. The Ktana is Bishus Avia, Benigeta, what? Let's say the father has the ability to sell his daughter as an Amo Hebriya. He can no longer sell a daughter once she becomes a Naira. Can no longer sell a daughter. The Pasuk says, even if he sold the big Katnusa, once she develops Simone Gadlus, once she becomes an Irish, she's Yotze Lecheres. So the Gemara says it's a Kalvachimer. If Mechur, Kvar is Yotze, if the father sold them, she was a Ktana, so she's Yotze Lecheres when she becomes a Gdoila. Kalvachimer, the father cannot sell her when she's already a Gdoila. Yeah, the fact that the father has the ability to sell a daughter is an Omer Ria. And my Adel is going to go to the Yodon as an indication that the father is entitled to the Maisi Adayim. How can he sell something that he doesn't own? So from the fact that the father has the ability to sell Bito Ktana, that's a clear-cut indication the father is entitled to Maisi Adayim Bito. Let's say the daughter has a job and she makes a lot of money, so up until Gadlus, the father gets it. What about during Nairus, the father cannot sell her? So there the Gemara has a new Pasuk, an additional Pasuk, in Gemara Kiddush in the beginning, that even though the father cannot sell Bito Naira, but still Maisi Adeho is Leavir. Maisi Adeho is Leavir. So that's only up until Bagrus. Once she becomes a Bagares, then she's no longer Bishus Avir. The father has the ability to be Mefer the Nidorim during Katnus, and Mufla Samach Leish, the last year before Gadlus, and then during Nairus, but after she becomes a Bagares, father can no longer be Mefer the Nidorim. That's what the Mishnah in the end of Nidorim coins an expression that's called the Yisayma B'chay Avir. We treat her as if she were a Yisayim, even though the father's still alive. Yisayim Chayavei means she's no longer Bishus Avir, so the father has no ability to be made for the Nedor.
I thought it was a machlokas whether he could tell her how much she's a Nara. I thought that was what's like on the bottom of Kafkas of an Aleph here, that it's like...
Cannot sell her, no. Not Shaykh. Father cannot sell a daughter when she's a Naira. She's Yotze Lecheres when she brings the money in Nairas. Mara says, if Mechur Kvar Yotze, in a din shelo timoch, he cannot sell.
So,
yeah, what does it say? What does it say in the Gemara? There's a machlokes hatanaim when the pasuk says that there's a punishment of oinus mefate, and it says it by a naira. It means naira v'lo bogeres. What about the adarsh naira v'lo ketana also? So that's a machlokes rameir nachachamim. Rameir says kol mokum sheyesh mecher ein knas. When she's a ktana, the father has the ability to sell her, but there's no knas. And mokum sheish knas, when she's a naira, ein mecha, he cannot sell her. Chachamim ma'amim, ktana mi bas shalashana vi ein mechod, ad she tiboger, yesh la knas. So the Gemara says, knas en mecha loy. The father only has knas, and he doesn't have the ability to sell her. Doesn't have the ability to sell her when she's a ktana. Gemara says, lo, eimo, af knas. When she's a ktana, there's knas also. But when she's a naira, he cannot sell her.
So ad she tiboger,
on the knas, yeah. Asher Diburger is on the knas. Yeah. This they all agree, that he cannot sell his daughter after he's ready a naira. Fine, so that's a machlokes hatana. We don't paskin We don't paskan like Rav Meir. The Gemara has later, what's the din where the island is yesh lo knas? What's the shaila? So one could have perhaps suggested that island is, there's a zochet, there's an akeva, and then there's a saris, and there's an island is a different animal. The whole body is growing differently. The Chazanish thinks that you probably have to have a pasuk to teach you that a saris and an island is a chai v'mitzus. They're not included in Isha, they're not included in Isha. It's a different animal. Saris and islands is different. So one might have perhaps thought, he thinks that maybe the Tanoim had a drasha from a pasuk to indicate that Saris and islands are chai v'mitzus. So one might have perhaps thought that the din of Oynes and Mefata, the penalty, is only if the girl is an ekeva. What if the girl is an islandess? Maybe it's a different animal. Maybe there's no knas. But you read the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. Two prices contradict each other. Whether island is yesh lo knas or ein lo knas. Anybody remember where this was? Lamed vav amar alef. Okay. Whether island is yesh lo knas or ein lo knas. The Gemara says it's the old machlekes, Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Because an islandess doesn't have the intermediate stage of naira. Bikatnusa yotze sala beger. Once she becomes a gdoilosh, she goes from katnus to bagrus, and there is no intermediate stage of nairas. So if you're all like Reb Meir, that only a naira has knas, an islandess is never going to be a naira. So she's not going to have any knas. If you're all like the chachomim, that a ktana has knas, so it'll turn out later that the girl is an islandess, and he was ma'anis and mafata her during her katnus. He was ma'anis and mafata her after she already became after she was already established as an islandess, then she's already bogeris. So for sure there's no knas. But if he was ma'anis and mafata her bikatnusa, then Gemara says there will be knas. The problem was with the Rambam. The Rambam writes that islandess ain't lo knas. And the Rambam paskins that a ktana yesh lo knas. So why shouldn't an islandess have knas? That was the shaila. So many of the Noisei Kelim on the Rambam stand on their heads to try to figure out what's going on. So the Kesem Mishnah had a fantastic suggestion on the Rambam that how do the Chachamim know to disagree with Reb Meir that a ktana yesh lo knas? So the Gemara says because Bidarshin, Moli, and Chosin. We have a lot of drushes in the Gemara that are based on the way the words are spelled in the Chumash. The word Naira is often spelled Nun Ayin Resh. That's a shaila. Is that a Kriya Ksiv? Or is that two legitimate ways of spelling the word? Naira. Nun Ayin Resh is a Kriya. If the Ksiv is Nar and the Kriya is Naira, but you say no. That's a correct spelling of the word Naira. My Nafkemina. So we mentioned the Minchas Chinuch deals with the issue. The Gemara says in Kiddusha, "Anan loy bikin and b'chaseres v'yiseres." The Gemara says, "We're not so sure which words." The simple translation of the words in Gemara that there are a lot of words in Chumash that we're not too sure whether they should be spelled mole or chaser. So the Rambam has a din: if you have a sefer Torah shechaser isachas, if it's missing one letter, it's possible. If you have yiter isachas, the Rambam says it's possible. You have an extra letter, you have a missing letter, all sefer Torah is possible. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara says, if you're missing all Yiriyah is from one stitch to the other stitch. You have quite a few columns in a Yiriyah. 3, 4, 5, 6 columns in a Yiriyah. But the Ritvo and the Tshuva quotes from the Balei HaTorah, it's only Chosei Yiriyah. Less than that, it's a kosher of Sefer Torah, because Ruba Kekuloi, and you can learn Kriyas HaTorah. You can't learn Kriyas HaTorah if it's missing Parshas Noach. You can learn if it's missing Lech Lecho, then you can learn Parshas Noach. But the Rambam paskin based on the Zohar, whatever, based on a different source. Sefer Torah shechaser isachas, yiter isachas is possible. So that's the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch. So that's a problem. If chaser isachas and yiter isachas is possible, so how can you say bracha on any kriyas ha-ter? We paskin like the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam Mishnah Torah and Hilchos Sefer Torah writes all the laws. When is the Sefer Torah kosher? And then he says, if the Sefer Torah is possible, you cannot use it for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. Because Mishnah on the side of that Rambam quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo, who points out that the Rambam himself in the Tshuva writes not so. Rambam in the Tshuva writes, the Minig B'chol Orei Svarad was, all over Spain, that they used to learn Kriyas HaTorah Bal Peh, from a possible Sefer Torah and Bal Peh. You don't need a kosher Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rashbo writes in the Tshuva, quoted by the Kesem Mishnah, that obviously the Rambam changed his mind. The Tshuva's Rambam was written earlier, And then the Rambam, when he wrote the Mishnah Torah later, changed his mind and thinks that you need a kosher to Sefer Torah. But the Rambam, before he changed his mind, was also the Rambam. So it's machlek is the Rambam and the Rambam. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik used to say. Whenever there would be a contradiction between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, so we assume that the Rambam changed his mind when he wrote the Mishnah Torah. But he used to say you have to spend time to understand what the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos also. The Rambam, before he changed his mind, was also the Rambam. Like a machlek is Rashi and Taisus, a machlek is Rashbo and Taisus. So the Rambam and the Rambam is also Rishon. You got to figure out. So the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah quotes from the Mahari Abuav, his Rebbe, that if you're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you realize that the Sefer Torah has a mistake, and you stop, the different opinions, what do you do? So we pass, can you stop? Okay, different opinion, where do you stop? You stop, and take out a new Sefer Torah, and you continue to learn. So do you have to start all over again from the beginning? So the Mahari Abuav writes, that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that b'dieved we rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva, that you were Yotzi, the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Pasula, and the Pasula Sefer Torah. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't learn Kriyas HaTorah if you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. So that's a kasha that the Achronim ask. All of us, if it's Torah, could be Pasula. Yitah Reisachas, Achasa Reisachas, if the Gemara says, we are not Baki B'chaseris, we are Seris. So the Minchas Chinuch gives a suggestion, and that's the accepted answer that we assume today. That chaser isachas or yiter isachas means mamish, the word is spelled wrong. Like it says noyach nun chav, has a long nun chav. In Yiddish, there's an expression. He wrote the word noyach with seven mistakes, mit sieben greisen. So if mamish a misspelling, nun vav long nun vav yud aleph and a small chav, a whole bunch of mistakes. So if it's mamish a misspelling, then the sefer Torah is possible. Chaser isachas. Well, let's say you have the word Aharon, Aleph Hei Resh Vav Nun. There's no mistake in spelling. You look in a dictionary, that's an accepted spelling for the word, for the name Aharon. That's not the way it's supposed to be written over here. It's supposed to be written Chaser. So if you have a word it wasn't written according to the Masorah. Masorah has it, it's supposed to be Chaser, Amali over here. And you wrote it Mali or Chaser. So the Menachas Chinuch suggests maybe that wouldn't pass on. If you have a Kriya Ksiv, that's Allah HaMoshe Sina, it has to be written according to the Ksiv. You have to read it according to the Kriya. So the Menchas Chinuch raises the suffix. What if you have the word Na'ara and it's spelled Nun Ayin Reish Hei? Is that considered a Kriya Ksiv and an Apostle B'dieved? What do you say? No, there are two accepted spellings for the word Na'ara, either Nun Ayin Reish or Nun Ayin Reish Hei. That's the Shaila. Yeah.
Even if it's like the second thing, that they're accused of themselves Na'ara. The Chuvah's a Rashba, I think, that mentioned the things brought down, that when you have the Gemara makes a lima from a word. So in that case, I think he quotes it either by the Pasukos or by the Karnos, that you can't, then it has to be, you have to fix the Sefer Torah to go like the lima in the Gemara, because clearly the Gemara is telling us, the Drasha telling us what the Sefer Torah has to be.
Mm-hmm.
So by Nara, there should be Darsha in every case of Nara.
I don't know, the Gemara has a drush on this Nara. A lot of times, we don't know.
The Gemara uses that as the two exceptions, as one of the things. One of the Mishnah Torah drush. You have all the Nara, you have every Nara without a hay, so since this one has a hay, so now we have to learn from it. But now, the Gemara has it. Now it comes to add something else. The Gemara has like that, like every Makom it says Nara.
Right, but we don't know. Sometimes the word Nara is spelled without a hay, and we don't know any drasha. In one place, the Gemara has a drasha on this one, the end of the perek, and afnem, on base. So the Gemara says, how did the Rabbanan know to disagree with Rav Meir, that Aktana Yesh Laknas? Because when the Chumash writes that someone is Ma'anis and Mefata, the Naira, Besula, so the word Naira is spelled Nun Ayin Reish, it means it's incomplete, Choser. An incomplete Naira is another way of saying Aktana. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah answers on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? The Gemara Lamed Vav says beferish that if you all like the Rabban and the Rab Meir, that Ktana Yesh L'Knas, so Islanders should have Knas. There's no reason why Islanders shouldn't have. So the Kesem Mishnah suggests maybe the Rambam was relying on this Gemara at the end of the Perek and Daf Mem, that the only reason why Ktana Yesh L'Knas, according to the Chacham the Rab Meir, because the word Naira is spelled Chosahei, so she's an incomplete Naira. Ktana is an incomplete Naira. But you can only call a normal girl who's a ketana, an incomplete naira, she's going to become ketana, naira, and a bogeris. But an island is never going to be a naira. Period. Never going to. It's going to be mekatus yotzus al a beggar. So you can't call her an incomplete naira. So that's why the Rambam understood, based on the Gemara later on Daf Mem, that we shouldn't accept this opinion. It's a difficult case mishnah. It's bottom line. It's against the Gemara. Where does he see that the Gemara later is in disagreement with this Gemara? That's what we mentioned. The Merkavas HaMishnah always has, whenever there's a very often he does, whenever there's a problematic Rambam, so he gives you the most bland answer to the Rambam, and he says, Pasha Pshat is X, Y, Z, and sometimes it's hard to disagree with him. So he says, on this Rambam, look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam tells you, whenever I'm going to use the name, the word, islandess, I mean the following. So he says, when I use the word islandess, I'm referring to a girl who's already past 20, and she already has simani islandess. At past 20, she's a bogeris. So that's all the Rambam meant to say. Islandess, the Gemara is talking islandess yesh laknas. Gemara is not using it in the sense that after the age of 20. Means if someone was ma'anis and mafata her before, then it turns out she reaches the age of 20, she has simani islandess, we declare she's an islandess. So now we declare she was a ketana up until the age of 20. So that depends whether ketana yesh laknas or ein laknas. But the Rambam says, whenever I use the word islandess in this chibur, in this sefer, Mishnah Torah, I mean a girl who's past the age of 20. So then she's a bogeris, so of course ein laknas. So the Rambam didn't say anything else. So there's no shver Rambam. So the Merkavas HaMishnah claims there's no problem with the Rambam.
I thought the reason that some of you trying to say that was half past is because of the Mishnah that again based on the Mizuzah of Shai Svar and the Pistol and the Mizuzah that said of Sakha. And it wasn't listed like a difference between the Pistol and the Mizuzah.
Okay. Good. So there's a Makar and a Mishnah? Good. Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between Oynes and Mefateh? So one of the differences is Loisi Elisha only applies to an Oynes. By Mefata, that's how the Mishnah says. Oynes is Shoisa Batzitza. He was Ma'anis, the girl, so he's stuck. If the girl wants him to, he has to marry her. Lo yichol l'shalcha kol yama, we don't let him divorce her. If she doesn't want, we don't force her to marry her. But if she wants, then the Bezim will force him to marry. That's the din of a Loisi Elisha. That's a shayla. The payment of the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, it never really says by both of them. It never really says by Ernest and by Mefata Chamishim Shekel Kesef. By one of them it says Shekel, by the other it doesn't say. And by the one where it doesn't say Shekel, it's a Chamishim. And the other one, it doesn't say how much. So the Gemara has a Gzeri Shove on Choftes on the base that the amount that you pay by Ernest and Mefata is the same. Kes Irishko Kamoyar Absul Shehimoyar Absulus Kozet. Both the same. Yeah. How much is that? How much is Chamishim Shekel Kesef? 10 times Pidyon HaBen. Okay, Pidyon HaBen is 5 shtom. 5 times 10 is 50. Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Yeah. There used to be two monetary systems. There used to be Kesef Tzur, Kesef Medina, that the Gemara talks about in Kiddushin in the first parak, and the end of Choras and other places. So the Kesef Tzuri, they had the same coins. They had their pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters. And half dollars and dollars they had. So the Kesef Medina system, each coin was the value of 1/8 of its counterpart in the Kesef Medina system. Like you have Canadian money and American money. So you have in both systems, you have pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters and so on. But the money doesn't correspond. Sometimes the Canadian money is worth more, sometimes American money is worth more. See, this was always like that. They had Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Medina. Kesef Medina is always 1/8 the value of the Kesef Tzuri. So the Gemara establishes called Kesef Amabatur Kesef Tzuri. Whenever the Torah called Kesef Kotzuf, whenever the Torah says Chamishim Shekel Kesef, or by Moitzi Shema you pay Meir Shekel Kesef, Pidyanat Ben Yis, pay 5 shkolim, Machzah Shekel, for the purpose of purchasing Karbanos Tzibos, you have to give Machzah Shekel money. So whenever the Torah has a Kesef Kotzuf, so that's in Kesef Tzuri money, yeah. How much is that? How much is that? So the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis Amarav tells you, like we know that there are 5 pennies and a nickel and 2 nickels and a dime and a quarter is 25 cents and a half a dollar is 50 cents. $1.50. So what's the system there? So the Gemara in Kiddushin tells you the whole system. That 192 putas in a dinar Rashi just does a multiplication. The Kuf Tzadik Beis, 192 prutas in a dinar, and there are 4 dinarim in a shekel. So for Pidyon HaBen, if you just multiply 192 prutas in a dinar, and there are 4 dinarim in a shekel, and there are 5 shkolim for Pidyon HaBen, 192 times 20, because 4 times 5 is 20, so 20 times 192 is 3840. So if that's how many prutas there are in Pidyon HaBen, you have to give 3,840 prutas for the purpose of Pidyon HaBen. For the purpose of Chamishim Shekel Kesef, it's 10 times as much. You add a zero at the end. So it's 384 prutas. Wait a minute. What is it? Got to multiply. Okay, just got to multiply. Shame. How much is a pruta, though? How much is a pruta? So the Gemara says there in Kiddushin that one of the Amoraim thought mistakenly that a pruta is the smallest denomination in the coin system, and then he realized that that's not correct. The pruta is not. You wouldn't say that a penny in America is the pruta. You wouldn't say like that. So what is the pruta? So the Gemara never tells you what the correct answer is. So the Ramban in Hilchos Bechoras quotes the tradition from the Gaonim. Ramban has this. When he talks at the very end of the Masechta, the next to the last parak is all about Pidyon HaBen. The last parak in Bechoris is Maisa Behema. Next to the last parak is Yesh Bechor, that has all the dinim. That parak has all the dinim of Pidyon HaBen. So the Ramban in his halachas on parak Yesh Bechor quotes a tradition from the Gaon, and that's what's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Vishkol Chatzi Seora Kesev Zakuk. If you take a barley grain, not a wheat grain, not oats, you have to have a seora, barley grain, you cut it in half and you put it on one side of the scale. Then you put silver on the other side of the scale. So mishkal chatzi seora kesev zakuk, pure silver, that's the value of a pruta. So you can't weigh, cut a barley grain in half. It's not going to weigh anything. You won't be able to find any weights. You have to do 1,000 of them. It has to be an average size seora. What do you know what's an average size? You have to have 1,000 or 5,000, whatever. So you have to wait to figure out how much it is. So the Chazon Ish writes that the accepted opinion is that Pidyon HaBen is 96 grams of pure silver. And the minig is that everybody gives 100. And some are machmer against the Chazon Ish, they give 102 grams of pure silver. But Mikar Adin, we assume it's only 96 grams of pure silver. So that's 5 shkolim. So then for the purpose of Onis HaMefata, that'll be 10 times that. So instead of 96 grams of pure silver, it'll be 960 grams of pure silver, that's Onis HaMefata. So that payment is knas, and if a person is moidat al pi atzmo, moidat b'knas is potat, that's a mishnah at the end of the parak. Mishnah says someone is moidat on his own, anasti upitisi as bitcha, so moidat b'knas is potat. Here the mishnah mem aleph amin aleph on the ha, enim shalom knas al pi atzmo. If he says ganafti, he admits that he stole, the karen. Hardos Baldin Kame Adam Dam, he pays the Karen on his own. But the Kefal he doesn't pay because the Kefal is Knas. And Mishalam Tashlami Kefal Tashlami Baba Hamisha, because Maidab Knas is Pata. What if he says, my Shor Amuad killed an Evet Knaini, so Shlosh Mishal Evet is Kesef Kotsuv, so that's Knas, because the Shlosh Mishal Evet is not going to correspond to the value of the Evet. So it's either Yosem Mashi Hizik or Pochaz Mashi Hizik, so that's a Knas, so you don't pay on your own. Yerushalmi has a suffix. What if the Eved is exactly worth that much? What if the Shor Hamuad killed an Eved Kain and the Eved Kain is worth Shlosh Mishkolim? Maybe then it's mum. So it's a difficult suffix. But it's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. Okay, the Rishonim quote that Yerushalmi. But what if the person admits my Shor Hamuad killed a Ben Chorin? So you're not talking about paying Shlosh Mishkolim, you're talking about paying Kofir. So the Mishnah says he is Mishalam al Piyatma. Why? Either because there were 3 categories of tashlumin. It's either Mamad HaKnas or Kapara. Mamad HaKnas is in the Mishnah, Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Where did we get this third animal? Where did we get a third concept of Kapara? So we dug that up from the Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Dibra Maschal Zar She'ochal. Tosfos had, we put together Tosfos with Gemaras, with Rishonim. There were six or seven nafkaminas la halacha between mamon and knas on the one hand and kapara on the other hand. What tashlumi mamon is kapor? We know that when a ganav steals, so the keren is mamon, and the keif of dalav hay is knas. And we know that shloshim shelevit is knas, the Mishnah says. What are examples of kapara? So Tosfos on Chofta, where was it? Tosfos on Laman Amud Beis gives the example, Zar she'ochel truma b'shogeg. Zar she'ochel truma b'meiziv is nisa b'dei shamayim. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Zar she'ochel truma b'shogeg has to give keren v'chomish. So Tosfos shows from the Mishnayos, Tosfos claims that that payment of the keren v'chomish is like kapara. We mentioned there is a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos around Daf Ayin Aleph. The Machlek is Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish. If someone is Machal Shabbos b'meizid, he's chayv kor. If someone is Machal Shabbos b'shegeg, he's chayv achatos. Kol she's done a kor, so she can go sechatos. What if the person was Machal Shabbos b'meizid? He knows you're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos, but he's very careful. If he would have realized that there's an oynish karis, he wouldn't have been mechal Shabbos. Averis, dam averis, he violates. Chazah he eats, and shatnas he wears, and yantab he does meloche, but he doesn't do averis that have karis or worse. So he didn't know, he was mechal Shabbos b'mezid, knowing you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, but he didn't realize that there's karis. If he would have realized that there's karis, he wouldn't have been mechal Shabbos. So that's machleg zav yechon veish lokish. Whether that's called shogeg amazing, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon, that's called shogeg. That's hizit bala b'shogag b'koris. He knew that it's a la, but he didn't realize that it's koris. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the same machlekes Rabbi Yechon v'Shlokish would carry over to the zar shochal truma b'mezid versus b'shogeg. Zar shochal truma b'mezid is misa b'dei shamayim. Zar shochal truma b'shogeg has to pay keren v'chomish. What if he's very careful? Naveira and the Chumash that have Nisa B'dei Shamayim, he wouldn't want to violate. Nisa B'dei Shamayim, of course, he doesn't want to mess around. But just a lot beyond that, he would violate. So he ate, the Zar means an ankoin, ate Trum B'mezid, knowing that he's not allowed to, thinking mistakenly that it's only a lav, like Chazer, like Nevela, like Shatnes. It's a plain old lav. If he would have realized that it has Nisa B'dei Shamayim, he wouldn't have eaten it. So, L'Reb Yechanan, that on Shabbos Yechai V'chatos, Rabbi Yechon would say over here also, Yechayev Kerem Vechemish, Lirish Lokish, that on Shabbos you're not Chay Vechatas, that's called Bemezit, Hezbollah Vishogah Bekoris. It's called Mezit, so Hezbollah Vishogah Bemezit B'dei Shamayim is also called Mezit. So we pass like Rabbi Yechonon, that both on Shabbos and on Zar Shachal Truma, there would be a Chayev Chatas and there would be a Chayev to pay the Kerem Vechemish. So the Gemara says an equation. The Gemara says, Kerem Vechemish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim, like Chatos is to Koris. The Gemara makes an equation. What does it mean? That just like Chatos is Bo L'chaper, on an Avera which he violated B'shogig, but it's such a serious Avera. If he would have violated it B'mezid, it would have been Koris. So Kerem V'chaimish is a Kapara. That's a simple Pshat Gemara. Kerem V'chaimish is a Kapara for the Avera which he violated B'shogig, but if he would have violated it B'mezid, it would have been Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara seems to say that it's a Kapara. So what are the special halachas of kapara? So the Mishnah you can't tell. See the Mishnah at the end of the Perek, I'm an aleph, that says Hoidos Baldin is Mechayev. Maybe the Mishnah holds that Kufra Mamayna. You don't know whether the Mishnah means to say Kufra Mamayna, Kufra Kapara. Well, the Mishnah says that Kofer is not Knas. Shloshim Shalevit is Knas. Because whatever the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that Tezvav. Is obviously a knas. That's why the Yerushalmi was led to this suffix. What if the actual value of the Evik 90 is Shloshim? What if it does correspond? Maybe in that case it's a mammon. Maybe it's not knas. It's a difficult suffix. Yeah. So for the Mishnah, you can't tell what the din is. Mishnah, you can't tell whether maybe Moide Bekapara is Pater. Maybe Moide Bekapara is also Pater. You can't tell. Maybe the Mishnah also Koifer is Mamayna. Yeah. The Pashto says that a Chiyav Chatos is Kapor. A guy comes to the Beis HaMikdash who said, I was Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, I want to bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't say, Eidon HaMetz Matzmei Rosh, we don't believe you what you said, you are Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg. It's always like that. A person brings a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. And even though a Chatos is not Bo Ben Eder and Adova, let's say a person is not telling the truth. He says, I was Machal Shabbos b'shegeg, and it's not true. He was never Machal Shabbos. He brings a chatos, and the kohen does the whole avodah on the korban. So that's a violation of chulin b'azara. So nonetheless, the Gemara assumes the kohen can rely on the balabas. The kohen believes the balabas. Man comes to the bench and says, I was Machal Shabbos b'shegeg. He says that I ate the chelav adam b'shegeg, and I'm chai b'chatos. So the kohen believes him. He's neman on that. You don't say on a mes matzmei rosh. He's neman al yidei atzmo. Says he wants the kapara. So what is some of the special dinim where kapara is different from knasa and mamim? So Tosis has one nafkamina. It's Tosis on laman and base. One nafkamina where the mechila works. They have a mishnah in trumas that the zashachol truma b'shegeg, and the kohen wants to be machal him. He says it was b'shegeg. So I'm about to. You don't have to give me the karam chaimish. So the Mishnah says, "Mratza kain limchol, ain't a mechol, cannot be mechol." So Tosfos says it's a raya that the zar shachol truma b'shegig pays karam chaimish, that payment is kapar. The Rash on that Mishnah disagrees with Tosfos. Says you didn't prove anything. Maybe the reason why mechila doesn't work is because there are three different opinions. How does mechila work in general? The Stipel has a very nice essay on this topic on Sanhedrin and Davov. So he collects the different Rishonim. He just gives a presentation. He says, some Rishonim say that because you owe me the money, it's in your Rishus, the money's in you, you borrowed $1,000 and you didn't pay yet, so if I say you can keep it, you're kind of with the Kinya Chotzer. What Kinya Chotzer? Kinya Chotzer means if there's something there, there's nothing there in the Chotzer. So the Rishonim assumed it's like a Kinya Chotzer. It's in your Rishus. The Chayv is sitting in your Rishus. There is no object. When you have an actual object, I want to give you a matana. So I put a bouquet of flowers, I put a set of svarim in your house, so you kind of within a kinyan chatzer. There's an actual object, a dova gashmi, an actual object, and there's an actual chatzer. If you owe me money, so the chayv is an abstract mammonis. It's mammon, but it's an abstract mammon, so it's in your abstract rishus. You don't need that it should actually be in your rishus. If you say it like that, then mechila can't work bal korcha. Let's say you don't want to accept the mechila. So mechila wouldn't work bal korcha. Yeah, if you have kaminis, how does mechila work? And other Rishonim say mechila doesn't work because of kinyan chotzer. The Mordechai says like the mechila works mitam kinyan chotzer. You have a kinyan. Tosfos says mechila ain't a tzvicha kinyan. So that's the Tosfos davov and said mechila doesn't need a kinyan. So the Mordechai says, what do you mean doesn't need a kinyan? Has a kinyan. It's a kinyan chotzer. You have a kinyan. Other Rishonim say that that's not how mechila works. Mechila is considered as if kehilas kabalti. If I let's say you owe me the money and you give me back the $10,000 that you owe me, then I say thank you and then I give you back the money. So I can give you back the money. The chov is peru in the minute you give it to me and then I give it back to you. So if I say you can keep the $1,000 that you owe me, mechila is considered kehilas kabalti. Is considered as if you had paid up the whole debt. I'm satisfied. Leaving the money. Let's say I would say you owe me $10,000. My son is buying a house. Give him the $10,000, and that'll be the piron achov to me. So they make out the check to my son, and he has the money. So that's the piron achov. You did with the money, but I ask you to do with it. So that's called the piron achov. So that's what some Rishonim say. Mechilas kis kabalti. So that's what the Rash, our Mishnah, holds like that. Mechilas kis kabalti. So mechila only works if there's a chayv mamin where you can pay, where there's no specific form how the piron has to take place. He can pay kesef, he can pay shove kesef, whatever we make up amongst ourselves is a valid form of piron. But over here, the Torah says that the zar shachol truma b'shegeg, he's not yotze if he makes out a check or if he pays money. He has to dafki give dova haroi liyas kodesh. That's based on the pasuk. And also lakaynes hakodesh, he has to give him food. Let's say he drank. The Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegeg drank a cup of wine that was Truma B'Shegeg. He has to give back wine. And if he ate cookies, if he ate the challah that was made from Truma flour, then he has to give back a flour from the same min. If he ate chitim, he can't give back some. If he ate some, he can't give back chitim. You have to give back the same type of a thing. So since there's a specific form how the piron has to take place, that's why mechila doesn't work. The Rash says he never heard of such a thing. Who says that there's such a third category of who says that there's such a din? That there's a third category of Tashlumi Mamon that's called Kapori. Yeah. But that's what Tosis understood. Tosis understood that there's no mechila because the zashach truma b'shege, the kerem chaimish, is kapara. Yeah. What else does Tosis have? More nafkaminas. Tosis says, this the context of the Tosis on Laman Amadeis. Tosis give this as the answer. You don't apply kamlei b'derabmenei to knock off. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, middle of Shabbos, round off pay. Gemara says, a person carried a cup on Shabbos that had food in it. And he thought that it's mutter to carry food, but he didn't realize, you're not allowed to carry, let's say, one was b'shegig, one was b'mezid. Let's say, he knows that you're not allowed to carry kelim on Shabbos, but he thought you're allowed to carry food. So he thought you're allowed to carry the food in your hand. So he's carrying the food in a plate. So he knew that that you're not allowed to carry the plate, and they gave him hasra, don't carry the plate, we're going to give you a skila. He doesn't care. So the Gemara says he's chayiv misa for carrying the plate, he's chayiv chatos for carrying the food b'shogig, that he thought was mutter. So Tosfos says, Takasha, why don't you say, come lebe d'rabminei, since he's chayiv misa, let him be potter from chatos. So Tosfos answers, chatos is bolach hapara. So therefore, you don't say "Kam levi d'rabbinei." It's a funny kasha. "Kam levi d'rabbinei." Usually, you say, "I don't have to pay the money." Bein adam l'chaveroi, but the chatas bein adam l'mokum. So maybe that's what Tosfos answers. The chatas bo l'chaparah. So that's bein adam l'mokum. But Tosfos says "Kam levi d'rabbinei" wouldn't apply even if the tashlumin here by zashoch al truma b'shegig, the tashlumin is bein adam l'chaveroi. But they say the way you get the kapara is by giving the money to the kohen whose truma you ate, or to any kohen. The keren you have to give to that kohen, the chomish you can give to any kohen that you want. Even though the payment is a biron mahavera, but it's considered a biron mahmakim, so that's why it's not subject to the din of kom levi de rabbine. So our Tosis has these two nafkaminas, and Tosis has a third nafkamina.
What's the second one?
There's no Tosis said there's no mechila. Tosis claims that the mishnah and trumas. Then they say there's no kam levi de rabbinei. That's the whole theme of the Tosis and laman amid beis. Then Tosis has another chiddush that sofek b'mayna lekula. They say hamoytzim machaver olav harayim. Whenever there's a sofek, you don't pay. You neither pay mamon nor do you pay knas. But if you have a chiyav kapara, then you would pay. So, like sofek deraisa lechumer, you have a sofek. If you have a sofek, if you chayv chatos, you don't want to violate chulin bazar. So that's why you don't bring the korban chatos. But over here, if you have a sofik, if you mechuyif to pay a chiyav kapara, Tosis says you will pay. You will be mechuyif to pay. And you can't say a moitz machaveh alavar. Moitz machaveh alavar, if that's only by mom and a knas, where it's a chiyav, the nature of the chiyav has been on machaveh. Here, true, I'm paying money to the kohen. Zashachal Chumusha is paying money to the kohen, but that's the way to get kapara. It's really considered a bein alam lamakim. So you wouldn't say a moitz machaveh alavar, but makim sofik. Then we had another Tosis in Baba Kama. Tosis writes in Baba Kama, "En kapar lachamisa." Let's say a person was mechal Shabbos b'shege, and he's mafresh karban chatas, and he drops dead before he had a chance to be makar of the chatas. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is have chatas shemesa by leho, the misa ozla. You're not allowed to be makar of that chatas and oshem. Oylon shlomim if the guy dies, he makar even after he died. But chatas and oshem is bolach hapara. So there's no ein kapar lahamis. So if you would have asked me, I would say ein kapar lahamis is a local din only in chatas and oshem. I wouldn't have thought that it should apply to payment of money. But this is Bava Kama writes that if my shoramu had killed an adam and I died before I had a chance to pay the kaifer, yorshim of the horub cannot come to my yorshim and collect from the estate, even though metatala the yasmadai mishtab de bachay. But if I leave karka, then the nizokin can collect from the karka. They can only collect mamon and knas. They can't collect kapur. Because ain't kapur la mesim. There's no kapur of any mesim. It's a universal rule. How do Tosis know that ain't kapur la mesim even applies to this chiyav mamon of kapur? So he pointed out that it's a gemara late in Baba Kama and HaGoizel. Mishnah says in Perek HaGoizel that if I steal and I swear falsely, that I owe you $1,000, and you ask me for the money, and I say I paid, or I deny owing the money, and then I swear that I don't owe you the money. I'm a kofer hakol, but that's a kofetz v'nishma. Bezin is not going to make me swear. I swear on my own. I swear a kofetz v'nishma. I don't owe you money. Then later on, I admit that I did owe you money, and I need a kapara. I swore falsely in order to pata myself from paying the money. So that's the institution of asham gezelos. What's one of the six ashamas? That's called shvuas hapikodin. There's a perek in the end of shvuas that's called perek shvuas hapikodin, and it's all about asham gezelos. So the Torah says, because you swore falsely. If I swore falsely, I said I was learning all day yesterday, and I was not learning all day yesterday, so then you don't have to pay Kerem Chaymish. But if I swore falsely that I don't owe you any money, even Kofetz V'Nishba, Bezin didn't require of me to swear. I volunteered a Shua Mayom. Then I admit that I swore falsely to pata myself in paying. So the Torah says in such a case, I have to pay Kerem Chaymish, and I need a kapara, I have to bring Hashem Gzeilah. So the Mishnah says, what if I died before I had a chance to pay and before I had a chance to bring the carbon? So the Hashem Gzeilos, he does not bolach hamisa. Chatos and Hashem shemesa by levam. There's no kapara la mesam and a chatos and Hashem. But the Kerem Chaimish, you can't collect from my Yoshim. So the Gemara says, hey, shmamino from the Mishnah, that chumsha mamayno, not chumsha kapara. If the payment of Chaimish would have been kapara, that he has to pay the Karen. He owes him the 100,000. He owes him the $10,000. Of course he has to pay the Karen. In fact, that he has to pay the Chaimish. So the Gemara was pilpiling. Is it Kapara or is it Mamayna? Lamayna Afkamina. So the Gemara has one Afkamina, whether it's Mishtalim, Lachamisa. I didn't pay while I was alive. I died and I left a lot of real estate. I left the Karka. So the Karka of the Yisayim is Mishtabit to the Balchayv. So can the other person, to whom I swore falsely that I don't owe him the money, can he collect from my Yoshim? So the Mishnah says yes, he can collect the Kerem Chaimish, even Lachamisa. So Gemara says, Shmamino, Chum Shemamino, it's not Kapara. If it were Kapara, it would have been in Kapara Lames. Why did the Gemara have a Havamina? Where'd they get from outer space a Havamina that Chaimish should be Kapara? So according to Tosis, we understand very well, because Kerem Chaimish by the Zar Shochal Shuma B'Sheke is Kapara. That's why it has all these different dinim, that there's no mechila, and there's no komle b'dirabmine, because it's kapar. So the Gemara thought, chaymish, chaymish, agzer reshav, they thought just like by this, ashochal, truma b'sheigig has to give kerem chaymish, and it's kapar, so they thought maybe over here the chaymish is kapar. The keren he pays, because he owes the guy the money, but the chaymish maybe should be kapar, so the Gemara proves from the Mishnah that it's not so. Then the Gemara proves further from the Mishnah, that the chaimish is not kapara, because the Mishnah says, how much is chaimish? Let's say I owe you $10,000. I swear falsely I don't owe you a penny. Then I admit that I swore falsely. I have to give you back the $10,000 and I have to pay an additional chaimish. What is chaimish? By us means 25% more. It doesn't mean 20% more. So 25% of $10,000 is $2,500. So after, what if I didn't? I paid you back the $10,000 and I didn't yet pay you the $2,500. And then you ask, a year goes by, what's with the $2,000? I swear I paid you already. And then later on I admit, what do you mean you swear you paid? You didn't pay me. Then I admit that I swore falsely. So do you pay chaymish on chaymish? So the Mishnah says yes, you pay chaymish on chaymish, because it says, chamishi sov, yosef olav, chamishi yos hator ripso, chamishi yos harbei. It doesn't say chamishi sov, it says chamishi sov. In the plural, you can pay chaymish on chaymish. The Gemara says, but if the chiyuv to pay chaymish would have been a kapara, how can you have a din of shvuas hapikodin on a kapara? Let's say I say, the Lubavitcher guy comes to me and he says, did you like tefillin today? Usually they go to them a chalamite, they say, did you like tefillin today? They don't like tefillin chalamite. So let's say the guy comes to me today, he say, did you? I say, I swear I put on film today. Then I admit later on I didn't put on film today. So I have to pay Kerem Chaimish and bring Hashem Gzeilas. I didn't cheat anything from him. It's a Shua Ben Adam Lamokim. It's not a Shua Ben Adam Chaveira. It's not the no Chiyuv moment. So the Gemara says, if the Chiyuv Chaimish would have been Kapara, it would have been like a Ben Adam Lamokim. So if I would have sworn falsely, I paid you already the $2,500, then I would admit that it's not true. It would be like swearing that I liked film today and it's not true, I didn't like film. There wouldn't have been an institution of Shvuas HaPikodin. He wouldn't have to pay Chaimish on Chaimish. The fact that the Mishnah says you pay Chaimish on Chaimish is another raya. The Gemara says there are two rayas from the Mishnah that chaimish is mamayna, it's not kafar. One raya that you pay lachamisa, even if I died and I didn't give the chaimish, my yorshim have to shell out the money. And another raya from the fact that if I swore falsely on the chaimish that I paid, then I admit that it's not true. I pay chaimish on chaimish. Why? Because it's ben adam lachavera. There's a fascinating, there's unbelievable Gemara in the middle of Bava Kamma, the Mem's around Mem Dalet. We saw the Gemara, we looked it up, that Eidechot Nemen B'Yisurim by Koifer. Eidechot is Nemen B'Yisurim. The Gemara says, Kukon She'emes Al-Pi Eidechot or Al-Pi Atzmai. I admit that my Shor Amu had killed another. So you don't give Misa to the Shor because the Pasuk says, Asher Yisrok of the Gamba, all of Yumas, K'misa Sabana, Kach Misa Shor. Mami says, Habayim, you need two kosher edim. You don't say, Hodos baldin kebein adam. I admit that I murdered someone and I want Bezin to give me the punishment. I admit that I was Machal Shabbos and I want Bezin to give me the punishment. So you can't give a punishment. You can't give an Einish Aguf, even an Einish of Knas. You say, Moedib Knas is Potter. You don't give an Einish, not an Einish Malkus, not an Einish Aguf, not an Einish Mammon is Knas. You don't give an Einish based on Hadoas Atzmai. So you don't, Ma Misa Bailim, you need two kosher Eidim. Av Misa Stashar, you need two kosher Eidim. The Gemara says, if Hamas, if the Shomo had killed another, Malpi Atzma, or Alpi Eid Echod, then the Gemara says, you pay Kaifer, even though the Shomo is not Beskilim. You pay Kaifer by Hadoas Baldina, you understand? That's the Mishnah. On Daphne Malaf and Aleph, that if I admit, Hamas Shari as Pliny, Hamas Shari Avdishal Pliny is Mighty Biknas Pot, Hamas Shari Pliny, because Kaifer is Kapara, so Kapara you do pay Al Piatzma. But you pay Kaifer based on Eid Echad. That's a black and white Gemara. Nobody disagrees. A Gemara. Why? It's considered like Eid Echad Nanavisa. It's not considered Beit Al Machavera. He's not a Muchzak. You only need to wait until he might see Mammon from a Muchzak and a Tashlum and Beit Al Machavera. It's Eid Echad Nanavisa. Fascinating Kiddush. That's what we suggested also. The opening Mishnah in Makkah says, if you mazin the Edom testify falsely that the person is chayv kofer, that his shor amu had killed an adam, he's chayv kofer, but in zomimim, so there's no din of kasha zomim. Why not? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah holds kufr kapar. So therefore what? The kufr kapar, therefore what? So we suggested, maybe this is the pshat. There's a discussion in the Ktzos and in the Nesivos in Hilchas Hazama. What siman is Hazama? Lamaches. The last siman of Hilchas Zedus. Siman Lamaches. Hilchas. First you have Hilchas Dayanim, then you have Hilchas Zedim, then you have Hilchas Piran Achayv. Hilchas Ma'avolay. Ma'avolay starts from Lamaches. So in siman Lamaches, the Ktzos Achayshin raises a question. I was away for Yontif, and my next door neighbor was home. So what if the next door neighbor tells me, while I was away, a Nochri broke into my apartment and opened up all the bottles of wine that are open and stuck his finger in and he touched all the wine and all the wine is awesome. So I have to pour out all the wine. And then Adam come and they're mazim the next door neighbor. You were away in Pesach by your children. You weren't even home b'chlal on Yomtov. What are you telling above a ma'isa? You don't know what happened. Maybe a guy did break in, but you weren't there to testify. So the Ktzos raises the question, would there be a din of kasha zama in such a case? The next day neighbor was trying to be mafsid me an amount of money by testifying that nisnas achyanecha and a checker, he was huzam, so would there be a din of kasha zama? So the Ktzos raises the question. So the Nesivos thinks for sure not. He thinks that it says in the Chumash, v'hinei eit checker ha'eid, Sheker on Abi Achiv, that the Parsha Beidim Zanimim only applies in a situation where the halacha requires two kosher Eidim. Because the Gemara has a cloud, the first daf in Soto, Komachim Shanema Eid, there's a binyanav. Binyanav means the Chumash uses the same word in different places with the same usage. So it says, Leokam Eid Echad Beish, L'chalab and L'chal Chatas, L'chal Chetash, L'chal Yechto. It says, Leokam Eid Echad Beish. So why doesn't it just say Lo Yochem Eid? Eid is in the singular. So Shema Minah from that pasuk you see Kamok Mishanem Eid Harei Kan Shnayim. In biblical Hebrew, the word Eid means a kat Eidim, a pair of Eidim. And if you want to say one witness, you say Eid Echad. You don't just say Eid. You don't say edim when you need a plural. When you meet a kata edim, a pair of edim, you use the word ed, hamokim shenam reidishnai. So the Nesiva says, based on that Gemara, he would think that the whole institution of kasha zanum only applies if you have mominis, if you have malchus, if you have knas, if you have misa, where the halacha requires shnei edim. The shnei edim gave eda sheker. They said he owes money, mominis, knas, he deserves malchus, he deserves misa. Behuzmo, then you punish the edim zaymin, and you give kasha zanum. But if it's a situation where edechad is nemen b'yisum, like it's nasach yenecho, even though the yed echod is husam, he clearly wanted, it was zamam lasas lacha, he wanted to be mafsid me all that wine. He wanted me to pour all the wine down the drain. He wanted to be mafsid me mamet, but that's not called the aid. So the Nesivis thinks that there's no din of kasha zamam. So it could be that that's how the Nesivis, he doesn't explain, could be that's how he read the Mishnah. Since yed echod is good, the Gemara is a beferish and babakam. Yed echod is good to be machayv kaifer. So even if two Adim came to testify that his Shor Amud killed an Adam and he has to pay Kaif and then the Huzmu, but the Halacha says he didn't need two Adim. Eid Echad would have been sufficient. So it's an issue that's not Nitfas and Haggadah Seydis. If Eid Echad is good, so even if two Adim come, it's still called Eid Echad Nevim Yisrim. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant to say. And our Gemara doesn't sound like that. Our Gemara says, the Mishnah says there's no Kasha Zaman because Kosov or Kufr Kapara. Bahani la b'nei kapara nino. So in our Gemara, it doesn't say this reason. That's what we got to check to see. Are there any kisvayad that just say kosova kufa kapara without the last phrase? Bahani la b'nei kapara nino. Because in our Gemara, that's not what it says. So we got to check. Okay. So Tesis came up with this new category. A new category. There's mominis knas that the Mishnah is having aleph and aleph. Maybe because is potter, and by mom and he say how does baldin kame edim dummy, and then there's kapara how does baldin is good, but you have so many differences. There's no kam levi the rabmine, and there's no mechila, and sofik mamayna lekula doesn't apply, and eidechod is neman, and there's no din of shvos apikodin, and it's mishtalim ena mishtalim lachamis ein kapara lamesim, all the nafkaminas. All the, there's no din of kasha zamam, yeah. All the nafkaminas, 6, 7 nafkaminas la'alok. Ein kapara la'mesim, ein kapara la'mesim, where you were bothered with a kasha, the Ramon Hilchos Yom HaKippurim puts the Mahariv, the Marivail, that why does the Chumash refer to Yom HaKippurim in the plural? Why not Yom Kippur, like they call it in America, Yom Kippur? Why does the Chumash call it Yom HaKippurim? So the Ramon quotes the Marivail, that it's a double kapara, kapara la'mesim, kapara la'chaim. The dead people also have a kapara. There is such a concept that dead people can have a kapara. So the Gemara says yes. It says in the Chumash that sometimes you have to bring an egla rufa. If you kimotze chol ba'adami, you find a person murdered in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know who killed him. So the city that's closest has to bring an egla rufa. And the kohanim from the city offer the tefillah. Hashem should give a kapara to the Jewish people, Asher Padisa. Who was Asher Padisa? Those were my ancestors, 3,000 years ago, Asher Padisa. Mar says, yes, Ruya kapara zu, shetachaper al yaitim Mitzrayim. When you bring an egla rufa, it's not only mechaper on the people who are alive today, it's mechaper even on the mason. It's a kapara for the whole tzibur, it's not a kapara sayochid. When a yochid brings a chatas and asham, our yochid pays a koifer. So it's a kapara sayochid. But a negla rufa is kapara satsiba, so it's even a kapara on the mason. Can you have a kapara la mason? What happened to the rule in kapara la mason? Or the Maharsham in his Chibur on Choshe Mishpat, he asks another kasha. He asked a few kashas. He asked another kasha. If a person kills Beshegig, he has to go to Ori Miklot, and then when the Kohen Gadol dies, then he gets a kapar, then he can go back home. What if he dies before the Kohen Gadol died? So he didn't get his kapar yet. So the Mishnah says he has to stay in Ari Miklot. The Horeg B'Shogeg died already. So he can't go, they can't bury him because of Sabai. So he didn't get a kapar yet. You're not allowed to bury Tzadik next door, Rasha. Because when he didn't get the kapar, he's a Rasha. So you have to bury him in the Beis HaKvaris near the Ari Miklot, Ir Miklot. And then after the Kohen Gadol dies, years later, then he can go home. Then he can take his body, exhume the body, and bury it to be Kiris Avosov. So the Marsham is bothered with the kasha. What do you mean? The Mises Kohen Gadol is mechaper on the dead person. What happened to the rule of Ein Kapar LaMeisim? He writes in the Sefer Choshen Mishpat, Ein Kapar LaMeisim only applies if it's a kaparis hayochid, like a korban chatos, a korban osha, a pain koifer lachamiso, so the payment of the koifer is mechaper on the Baal HaShoah Amud who killed the other. But if it's a kaparis harabim, migud, that is mechaper on the chayim, it's mechaper on the meisim. So that's the answer by Yom Kippur, and by Golus, and by Egla Rufa, it's mechaper on the chayim. So agav, that is mechaper on the mechaim, it's mechaper on the meisim as well. But it is a universal klal. Ein kapar la meisim is not only restricted to chatos and osham. It applies to all kapars, even the payment of the koifer, lachamisa. If the Baal HaShoah died, then you don't have to pay the koifer afterwards.
What if people have done the, like mishnayos and stuff, like who passed away? But it's
going to
be
a big partial.
Or do you say Migo that it helps for you, but also helps for the
learning of Mishnayos is a Mechaper. I don't know about that. It should be considered a schus for the Nifta. It's only because of him that I'm learning the Mishnayos. Otherwise, I would have read a joke book. I would have watched television. So he deserves a schus, so they should give him a little credit. And Olam HaEmes, that people are learning because of him. It's a schus, but it's not, I don't think it's a Mechaper.
Would be like not necessarily a good thing that one would have been, I don't know, what, let's say it's regular, say they take a little bit of time, like Mishnayos, because
I don't understand what he's saying.
I mean, because like, it's not like he's going to be good at doing something else, the fact that you miss because of him is a supposed to
be. I mean, I would have been learning anyway.
Or maybe, yeah, maybe something more like something else. That
maybe then, maybe it's not a schluss. Okay, yeah, maybe it's not a schluss. That's a chayva. I would have learned better, bigger and better things. It's not, no, it's a schus, because otherwise I would have not learned this. So now I'm learning extra. I'm learning more than I would have otherwise learned.
So the misa of the Kohen is considered, it works for the dead just because it's not just one rotzeach who gets kapara, but a lot of rotzeachim?
That's what the Marsham says. If they're living, rotzeachim b'shogeg, and the misa is kohen gadol, b'chaper on them, then it's b'chaper on the dead people also. He seems to be assuming that if there are no living rotzkim and the Ari Mikla are going to be freed, then it won't be mechaper on the mason. It's only if it's a kaparos harabim, migud that it's mechaper on the chayim, it's also mechaper on the mason.
I mean, maybe, why can't we just say, like Barry was saying, that just exeris a kasuk, lesh ba'aretz amos hakohen, that you can't be buried in the same cemetery.
Until he gets a kapar, yeah. But then the kapar comes with the mason's kohen gadol.
Also,
how can you have a kapar on the mason? So that's what the Marsham is. He says, "Bigu daris mechapan the mechaim, mechapan the mason."
If he's the only one who's left and dies, then you bury him right away outside. And
if the horig b'shoigeg dies before the kohen gadol,
yeah,
then you
and
don't.
There's nobody else there anymore. Nobody else there are mikvah. So then it's never going to be.
Okay, maybe it won't be mechapan. So you got to, you're not allowed to bury him a kiris avoisof. Okay, anachanami. Let's say a person was a balaver and they weren't allowed to bury him in the, married to a nochris, whatever. He did a real aver. And then they're not allowed to bury him in the Jewish cemetery. But then they buried him and now he has already, the whole body decomposed already. So then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the whole sugya, you reach a certain point where the person already got his kapara. So strictly speaking now, after he's been buried, he had already chibat akever. He suffered in the grave and the body decomposed a little bit, then now you should be allowed to take the body and move it back to bury him in Kibbutz Tzadikim. Now he's already. The only thing is, that's a question of Dini Mominus. When the people buy cemetery plots and they say they want to be in a plot with Shomer Shabbos. So they just want Al Pidin with Shomer Shabbos. They want to have the Yichus being buried with people who were always Shomer Shabbos. So this guy was not a Shomer Shabbos. He's dead and buried already, so he has a kapar for the fact that he was Mechal Shabbos. So that's an issue in Dini Mominus. Maybe the other customers who bought the other plots bought it on the understanding that they're not going to be next to Baal HaTshuva. Even though Malkum Shabbat HaTshuva, the guy's not a Baal HaTshuva. He died before he ever did Tshuva. But he already got his kapar. So that's the Shaila. Maybe cheating the other people.
So what would be the din of Hahori Kohen Gadol Kohen Gadol Shahara Gemisha Gamar Dino Below Kohen Gadol, where it says In Yosim Misham Le'olam? So does that mean that you would bury them in the Ir Miklat and they wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't be able to uproot their body from the Ir Miklat?
Right, that's right. Admois HaKohen Gadol is the chelik of the psak. The Bezdin paskins, you have to go to Hamikla till Pliny Kohen Gadol dies. If the Kohen Gadol died and there's no other Kohen Gadol when they make the Gemar Din, so they have to say, you have to go to the Hamikla, period. They can't say till so-and-so, till Reuven dies. There is no Reuven. There is no Kohen Gadol to speak of. It's not a Din Mises Kohen Gadol's Mechaper. It's supposed to be a chelik, an integral part of the psak. Bezdin paskins, you have to sit in Hamikla till the Kohen Gadol dies. If there is no Kohen Gadol, so they can't add on that line. So he's stuck. He has to remain in the Ohr HaMikvah and be buried there in the Ohr HaMikvah. Never allowed to bury him back the Kiriyah Avosah. Yeah. So we have a din, Moideh B'Knas is Potter. So the Oynes HaMefata is Knas. That's a Mishnah Mem Alef HaMed Alef. If he says, Onasti Petisi is Bitech, he doesn't pay. Ein on Mishalom Knas Al Piyatzman, because Knas is an Oynes. And the Oynish has to be mi bachut, someone else. I know that I deserve misa, I'll commit suicide. I know that I ate chazer, I should give myself malchus. That's not called an Oynish. Oynish means that Bezdin ascertains that I did an aver, Bezdin punishes me. So if I'm going to pay knas al piyatz me, that's not called an Oynish. Shadis, what about Beloy Seili Yisho? That's a discussion. The Pischei Tshuva quotes this topic from the Radvaz. And Afikayam has a discussion of that. Maybe Beloy say the Yisha is a mitzvah. Maybe it's one of the Taryak mitzvahs, one of the Ramach mitzvahs Aseh. Maybe you don't treat it like an Oynish. Maybe the person knows on his own that he was honest the girl. So he knows that he has to, maybe he wouldn't say Moideh B'Knas is part. He say Beloy say the Yisha is part of the Knas, but he say no. That's under these circumstances, that's a mitzvah. Ham would tell us all of that he should marry the girl. So that's a discussion. Yeah. The Mishnah states clearly, the opening Mishnah, that's how we pass on like the Mishnah, that even in Chavi Krisis and even in Chavi Lavin, you still have to pay Oynes and Mefata money. And then the Gemara quotes there are two Tanoim who disagree. One is Shimon HaTimoni, or Shimon HaTimni, could be this from the city Timnos, and one is Roshimon Ben Menasseh. So what is their opinion? Let's see again. Lapuki, right in the middle of Chof Tesem Beis, the Gemara has a line, Lapuki Mehaitana, the Tanya. The Mishnah is to take issue with the following Tanaim. Veloziele Yisho Shimon HaTimna Yisimon HaTimani Yom Yisho Shiesh Bo Havayah Shimon Benasi Yom Yisho Haruya Lekayim. Rav Shimon Ben Menasi says, whenever you're not allowed to live with the girl, then you don't pay the knas either. So if the girl is any Chavilavin, he says, say whatever. If he's not allowed to live with the girl, so it's either a package deal. Either you have everything or you have nothing. What are the three parts to the punishment? He pays Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Meir Shekel Kesef is by Moitz Hashem. Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Then it says V'Yisro, so he gets Malkus. Bezdin gives him Malkus. Then V'Lo Silish. These are the three parts to the punishment. So Rav Shimon Ben Menasseh claims, if he can't have the third part, it's an Isha Shein Rui L'Kam. He's not allowed to marry her. And you wouldn't apply Esed Dechal Oseh, so the Gemara later raises the issue. Why shouldn't you say Esed Dechal Oseh? Why don't you say V'loi Seh Le'isha as an essay? The Gemara doesn't take it V'loi Seh Le'isha as a punishment. V'loi Seh Le'isha as an essay. So the Gemara asks, why shouldn't you say Esed Dechal Oseh? That's a Mem Amar Aleph. Why shouldn't you say Esed Dechal Oseh? Since it's a mitzvah Saseh, V'loi Seh Le'isha, let it be Dechal the Isa Lav of marrying a mamzeres, marrying an asino. So the Gemara gives an answer right before the top Mishnah, Amem and Aleph. Aval hocho, you can't apply Esa Dechel Asesa because the Yomer de Labina, if the girl would say, I don't want to marry him, I want to stay away from him. Meisa le Esa Klal, there wouldn't be any essay. So therefore, if she says, I don't want to marry him, therefore there's no essay. So that's the question, what does it mean? So we said over the Ramban has a very fascinating interpretation. We'll have to see whether Tosis, when we get to Daf Mem, we'll have to see whether Tosis agrees or disagrees. The Ramban explains, based on the Gemara in both the Metzia Daf Lamed, that the Gemara has a Shailon, the coin is driving a car, and he sees the car in front of him has a license plate that's obviously Jewish, Musar, or YU1, whatever. It's a license plate, he knows he's Jewish. And he sees that a bundle on top of the car, a suitcase falls off, And he starts honking. He tries to get the other guy, he can't get him to stop. The other guy keeps on doing. So the guy in the second car wants to do a Shabbos Aveda. So he wants to go to the side of the road, pick up the suitcase, and then he's going to ascertain whose license plate that was and give back the Aveda. What if the suitcase rolled into a cemetery? Is the Kohen allowed to be Metamil Amesim in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda? So Gemara learns after the Pasuk, Fisalamta. It says, when you see someone else's behemoth is lost, Fisalamta, and you make believe that you didn't see it, then it says, Lo Sucha Lehisal. So the Pasha Shad, Fisalamta, you're going to make believe that you didn't see it. That's the Pasha Shad. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation that the Pasuk says like this. See, the other fellow's suitcase got lost. So the Torah says, Fisalamta. Sometimes you have a right to ignore it. And then it says, Lo Sucha Lehisal. You have no right to ignore it. So when is it v'hisalamta, when is it l'sucha l'salem? It's not the pshutu shal mikra, it's an additional level of interpretation. So Gemara says, pavim pshata m'salem and pavim shiata m'salem. When is pavim pshata m'salem? So the Gemara says, if it's a koim v'veis ha'kvaris, then he's not allowed to be mitami l'meisim in order to fulfill ha'shavas aveh. So Gemara says, I would have known that on my own, that he's not allowed to, because number one, ein ese d'chal o'sesev yaseh, ha'shavas aveh is a mitzvah saseh. And the Kohen and being Matami in the Beis HaKvar says both an essay and a loy sese. Bein essay, doch a loy sese, the essay, it's one reason. So I don't need a pasuk for that. Then number two, the Gemara says, mi dachina nisura mikami mamayna. So the Rabban explains, what does it mean? Mamayna means a mitzvah shabit al machaveri. Isura means a mitzvah sese, mitzvah, loy sese, whatever, shabit al machaveri. So the Gemara says, essay, doch a loy sese is only. An essay shebenodom mamokaim is decha loisese shebenodom mamok. You're obligated to put tzitzis in a baggage of pishton, even though you'll be in violation of shatnas, because tzitzis is a mitzvah benodom mamokaim, and shatnas is an aver benodom mamokaim, so this is decha that. But here, Shabbos Aveda is mamaino, it's benodom lachaveiro. So the Gemara says, mi dachina nisuri mikami mamaino. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the kain is not allowed to be metamei and the Beis HaKvar is to fulfill HaShavas Aveda. And the Rabban explains the Pshat. The whole Yisayit of all the mitzvahs Shabinan Machavera is, you have to l'rachav kamocha. What does it mean? I have to take care of other people's needs, as if there would have been my own needs. So let's say the Kohen's own suitcase falls into the cemetery. Is he allowed to go into the cemetery to take care of his own Aveda? No. He's not allowed to be Metami L'meisim, even though he's going to suffer a hefset. So when the Torah says, you have to do a Shabbos Aveda, means I have to take care of the other fellow's Aveda as if it would have been my own Aveda. If it would have been my own Aveda, I wouldn't be allowed to be Metame. So the Ramban says that's what it means in the Gemara of the Klal. Midachina nisuri mikami mamayna, that a mitzvah sese shebin adam lachaveroi is never deiche or the sese shebin adam lamokam. So the Ramban thinks that that's what the words mean over here also. The Gemara says, Abal hocha. And then Amar Aleph, the last line before the first Mishnah, he Amar Deloy Beino. If the girl says, "I don't want to marry him, the man who raped me, I don't want to marry him," he's Amishugana. So Mi Yisei LeEsei Klal, there wouldn't be any Esei. What does it mean? More just proving that the nature of the mitzvah of Deloy Seilisha is Bein Adam LaChaver, but Harai that it lends itself to Mechila. If it would have been Bein Adam LaMokim, she wouldn't be the Balabos to be Meichel. The fact that she can be Meichel, that's what Tosis said. That kapara doesn't lend itself to mechila because it's not been on lachaverim. So that's what the Gemara means here, that the essay of lo seili isha, the nature of the essay is that it's mamayna. It means that it's been on lachaverim, and mitzvah been on lachaverim is never derech anisa should be on lamakom. That's what the Gemara answered. Yeah. Yeah. Kovod Abrias, the Prima Gordim says, Kovod Abrias doesn't have to be, it's not based on a mitzvah. Even if there's no mitzvah for Kovod Abrias, it happens that we assume that there is a mitzvah. The Rambam said the mitzvah is lo yitamo. The chiyuv to be mitam des machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel on three psukim, whether they were rishus or a mitzvah. So we happen to pass like Rabbi Kiva. The lo yitamo is a mitzvah. That a kohen is not allowed to be mitam meisim unless it's one of the seven kravim. He's mechuyev to be mitam. Why is mechuyev to? Because of the mitzvah of Kaver Rabbi. So the way we paskin it is a mitzvah. But the Prima Godim writes in one of his little svarim, even if one would have adopted the position of Rabbi Shmuel, that lo yitam is a reshus, it's not a mitzvah, the concept of Kaver Rabbi is doiche isurim b'shev galtasa, or a certain dinim derabbana, whatever it's doiche, even if Kaver Rabbi is not a mitzvah. We learn that from Psukim that Kaver Rabbi has the power to be doiche, shalemi din eser doiche leisas. It doesn't have to be an eser. The inyan of Kaver Rabbi is doiche. So again, we paskin like the Mishnah, Achav Tesam and Aleph, that even Machai Balavin and even Machai Bikrisis, there is a Chiyav Aynes and Mefata. There are Tanoim who disagree. So Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh is the biggest makel. He says, Isha Ruya Lekaima. It's one package deal. If you're not able to insist that he has to do, but Lo Yisrael Isha, because she's Asura, he's her Esay, he's her Lav, whatever it happens to be, he's not allowed to marry her, then you don't pay the Aynes and Mefata money. Then you don't pay the, not by Mefata. Mefata, there's no din of a loisei l'isha. By oynes, if you don't have a loisei l'isha, then you don't have to pay the mammon either. Reb Shimon HaTemani is not, it doesn't go so far. We don't like either. Reb Shimon HaTemani doesn't go as far as Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. He just says, loisei l'isha, the word tiyah means havaya. Havaya, the Gemara says, means tvisas kiddushin. The only time, so Reb Shimon HaTemani says, the only time you have to pay the chamishim shekel kesef by oynes is if it's shaykh that there should be tvisas kiddushin with the woman. But lo yisrael l'isha means he has to marry her. And lo yichol l'shalcha, he's not allowed to divorce her. But the only time you have to pay the mammon, he has to pay the mammon even if he doesn't, even if he's not allowed to marry her. Even if she's an iser esse, he still has to pay the mammon. But there's a condition only if she's a bas tvisas ishus. If it's not shaykh to have tvisas kiddushin, ein kiddushin topsim, the chai bikrisis. With that, all the tanoim agree. Ein kiddushin topsim, the chai bikrisis. All the tanoim agree. So that's what Rav Shimon HaTemani says. By chai bikrisis, there can't be a chiyuv to pay oynes, because she's not a bas tvisas kiddushin. The Gemara has, there's a tosfos here, chilulim hoisa, on chav tesam and beis. Dibra mask, chilulim hoisa. So tosfos points out there's a machlokes hatanoim. What is the relationship, if any, between Issa Kores and E Tvisas Kiddushin? So we pass in La Locha that there are a couple of things that are totally zebizeh. Yehorek Val Yavor, the Gimel Averis Nachamuras, Pavel, the Zorah Bagilei Reis Mashvichas Dam. So what's the definition of Gilei Reis? Let's say they hold up a gun to the coin's head, and they said, we want you to be Bo ala Grusha. Otherwise, we're going to shoot you. We're going to kill you. So that, I say, pikoch nefesh is doiche. You don't consider chavi lavin as gili arayz. Gili arayz, yorek bal yab, is only chavi krisis. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes this on Simon Kuf Nun Zayin in Yerudea, the second chelik Yerudea. Kuf Nun Zayin is a simon about yorek bal yavar. So the Shach writes that on shnius larayas, Shneis Larayis was only Shlomo HaMelech was Goyza Shneis Larayis. A whole list of additional relatives. The Chumash has a small list of relatives that you're not allowed to marry, forbidden, prohibited marriages, because they're related, Mishpacha, and then Shlomo HaMelech added on more. Shneis Larayis. The Gemara gives the whole list in Yibamah, Zav Chafala from an Aleph. Shlomo HaMelech made Gezeris the Rabbanim. So the Shach says that you would only say Yehorek Val Yavar an Arayis, the Araisa. On Shneas Larayis, he wouldn't say Yehorek Val Yavar. So Rabbi Kivega says, Shach only writes about Shneas Larayis. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Even Chai B'Lavin also does not know Yehorek Val Yavar. And he quotes that from the... Who does he quote it from? From the... Chuvos Avdol Mizrachi, I think. Forgot about it. I think he quotes from Chuvos Avdol Mizrachi. That you don't say Yehorek Val Yavar and Chai B'Lavin. It's only called Gil Larayis if it's Chai B'Krisis. So we happen to say, number one, it's only called Gilei Reis Chavi Krisis, and Kedushin Tovsin depends on Chavi Krisis, and Avlad Mamza depends on Chavi Krisis. All three are Tolis Abizeh. And we usually assume that this is a Din of Arayas, Abol Ha'erva, Bahalim the Man of Bain. So if someone violated Gilei Reis, then the Vlad is a Mamza. If it's only Chayv Alavin, so the Vlad is not necessarily going to be a Mamzer. If I'm Ba'al Alamamzeris, So then the mamzeris goes over to the children. Avlad holach achra pogam. If one parent is a mamzer, one is not, Mishnah says in the third parak in Kedushan, Avlad holach achra pogam. But if neither parent is a mamzer, just that they violated an isa lav, an isa rese, then the vlad will not be a mamzer. To create mamzeris, mechadosh, you have to have that they violated an isa rav gili arias, and that's relevant to Yehari Glayavar, and that's the key to Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. Saying Kiddushin Tovsin, if it's Arayis. Other Tan, Rabbi Kiva also says that Havlad Mamzer and Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Atoli Zedizeh, but instead of saying that it depends on Chayvik Krisis, he says Rabbi Kiva holds a Chayvik Lavin the same as Chayvik Krisis. Going to have to discuss, there are four versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. We'll get to that soon. Which Chayvik Lavin? He said, by all Chayvik Lavin, my son. There are four versions. But according to all the four versions, Rabbi Akiva says that these two are interconnected. That Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin v'Chayvik Lavin, and therefore Havlad Mamzer by the Chayvik Lavin. But is that because Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayvik Lavin is also Gili Arayis, and it's the Yorek Valyavar? Or no? Maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's only called Gilei Arayis if it's Chayvik Krisis, and he holds Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'isho Ha'asura. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'psulois. Not because, maybe Ein Kiddushin Tovsin is not a function of Arayis. Maybe Li'olam Arayis is only Chayvik Krisis, according to Rabbi Akiva. But what he meant to say was that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Be'isho Ha'psulo, and Avlad Mamzer depends on whether Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. Why should Avlad Mamzer depend on Ein Kiddushin Tovsin? So that we explain, the Ibn Ezra in his commentary on Chumash writes that the word mamzer is a combination of two words, me'ein zar, from a strange mother. What do you mean, why are they strange? So if pani habo al apnuya, single boy and a single girl, amazana, and they have a baby, that's not a mamzer. In America, that's called an illegitimate child, but al pidin, the child, it's a pogum, certainly a pogum, but it's not considered a mamzer. Because they could have gotten married. They could have, theoretically, they could have married each other. The only time you say the child is a mamzer, me'em zar, if they're strange, so strange to each other, they couldn't have had tefisas kedushin if they would have tried to. So the Rabbana hold then kedushin tovsin b'chavi krisis. So the vlad will only be a mamzer, me'em zar, it's only a strange mother, if it's a chavi krisis. According to Rabbi Akiva, en kedushin tovsin b'isha ha. That's the question. Does Rabbi Akiva mean to say all Chayvei Lavin are all Gilei Arayis and it's a Yehareg Valyavar? He said the same as the Chachamim, that the three things are Toli Zeh B'Zeh. But he held that all Chayvei Lavin are Gilei Arayis. So maybe, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva really agrees only Chayvei Krisis are Gilei Arayis. But he holds Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Isha HaPsula, and then Memela since Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, so the Vlad will be a Mamzer. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal. The Briska Rav in a sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Yid Machalitza, writes one way. Chaim Shmulevitz thought that that is not a bad shtickle Torah for a person who didn't know Yivam. That's what he said about the Briska Rav's piece in a sefer. Okay, so that's Rabbi Avala thought that he did know Yivam. Okay, that's the question. Which way did Rabbi Akiva say? Does anybody disagree with this equation? So the Tosis quotes, there's a Tana Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, the sugya is really in Yivamas on Daf Mem Tes. When is Avlad Mamzer? So Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion not all Chayvik Krisis is Avlad Mamzer. Only Chayvik Mises is Avlad Mamzer. Chayvik Krisis, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And nonetheless, Tosis shows from the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua is Moida that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin the Chayvik Krisis. In other words, Chayvik Krisis is Yehareg Valyavar. It's Gilei Arayis, Rabbi Yeshua is maskim, it's Gilei Arayis. And that's why Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, because it's Gilei Arayis. But Benegeh to Avlad Mamzer, he has a pasuk. It says, the Avlad Mamzer is written next to the pasuk, Ve'ikachish Eishes Oviv, Ve'igal HaKnafa. Eishes Ochi, Eishes Oviv is Misa. So the only time the Avlad is Mamzer is when there's Misa. If it's only Chayvei Lavin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't accept this Talias, that these two are Toli Zeh B'Zeh. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin and Mamzeris are Toli Zeh B'Zeh. We don't accept his opinion. We hold like Rabbi Kiva, like the Chachamim, that the two are linked together. We hold Halacha that there are three that are linked together. What's Gilei Arayis and what's Kiddushin Tos and one is Avlat Namza. That's a shot within Rabbi Kiva. Did he mean to say also that all three are linked together? That you would say Yehorek Val Yava by the Chavi Laban? Or no? May Rabbi Kiva agree. It's only Chavi Krisis is Yehorek Val Yava. Chavi Laban is the two are linked together. And Kiddushin Tos and Avlat Namza. Yeah. Then the Gemara has four versions of what Rabbi Kiva said. Agmar only quotes three of the four versions.
We passed in like Shema Atimni, right? It's like the question about whether the Akiva holds is like theoretical.
Yeah, it's irrelevant because we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, correct?
No. That's kind of a sad point, but like, how could the Akiva be so based on Hashem? Like, just strange to me. It's a lot of like, it almost sounds like civil marriage almost. Like, yeah, Hashem said, don't marry her.
The Gemara in the beginning of Tmura has a famous machlok zabai v'rove. What if you have a milsa dam rachmana loy sab? The Torah says you're not allowed to do something, and went ahead and you did it. Can it bring about a halos? So the Gemara there introduces this whole topic that everybody agrees that there is a situation where the Torah says you're not allowed to marry the woman. The guy goes ahead and he marries her, the kedusha natovsin. They're just an argument, which case is it? So the way we pass on la'alacha, like Shem and Atemani, so all Chavi Lavin are included. According to Rabbi Kiva, much less is included. But everybody agrees that there is a case. Why does everybody agree that there is a case? There are two versions, who said which way, Abai Verovah. But if you should adapt, and it's a question, which way does the Rama pass? It's unclear in the Rama. Stiris in the Rama, Madlecha Mishnah says the Rama pass is the Yovid. The Torah says, don't do something. When he did it, they would declare, can I bring about a chalos? There can. So the question is, sometimes we say, by Chai B'Krisis and Kiddushin Topsin. By Chai B'Lavim we say, Kiddushin Atopsin. So which is it? Do you say, yes, Mahani, Yolam Mahani? So which is it? Which is the rule and which is the exception? Where did they get this idea? How do they know sometimes yes and sometimes no? So the Gemara says it's all based on the pasuk. Kisiyenu li shtei nashim, v'achas ahuva v'achas nuva. The beginning of Parshas Kiseitze talks about your fastar. Then the Rashi quotes from the Gemara: if you marry the fastar, we would recommend not to marry the fastar. You're going to have a ben zora mora. And then it says in the next parsha, no. First it says your fastar. Then it says kisiyenu li shtei nashim, v'achas ahuva v'achas nuva. The old Labanim, etc., and then so forth. The next parsha is going to be a Ben Soramar. So the Gemara says, Kisihiyena Liish has the connotation of Tfisis Kiddushin, Havaya, like Reb Shimon Teimani says over here, that Isha She'im Bo Havaya, Chavi Krisis, since Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, so he claims you're not Chayiv on Oynes. We paskin against him, even Chavi Krisis. You are chayiv to pay oynes money, chamishim shekel kesef. But Shimon HaTimani says no. Since it's not possible to have havaya, havaya means tfisa kedushin, so you don't have to pay. So the Gemara has that on that pasuk. Kisiyenu li shtei nashim, ha'achas ha'uvo v'achas nov yodo labonim ha'uvo v'achas nov hoya ben ha'pchor l'asliyo, lo yucho l'vaker is ben ha'uvo. Why do you need a pasuk? Why would I have thought just because he loves this one and he doesn't have shalom bayis with one wife? So I would have thought mistakenly that the Bechor was born to the wife that he doesn't really like so much, so the Bechor should not be entitled to the Pishnaim. What does Pishnaim have to do with whether he likes the wife or not? So the Gemara interprets Snua b'nisuel. Snua does mean that the husband didn't get along with her. Snua b'nisuel. That was a forbidden marriage. That was a prohibited marriage. Achas ahuva lefnei amokam, achas snua lefnei amokam, snua b'nisuel. It was a prohibited marriage. And nonetheless, kisiyen aleish, the kiddushin atovsin. So the Gemara says, even if you hold la halacha that iyavid loy mahani, here you have a pasuk that says that sometimes iyavid mahani, he married a woman, snua b'nisuel. Torah says, you're not allowed to marry this woman. And nonetheless, the Chumash says that the kiddushin atovsin. So even if one thinks mitzad asvara, that's a machlekes in svara. The Gemara says, whenever you have a svara, lomali kroa svarahu, whenever you have a svara that's very compelling, then you don't need a pasuk. So the Gemara has it very rarely. And the second parak in Ksubas, the Gemara has it on the din of Hapeshos, Hapeshiter. And above a comment, the Gemara starts off by saying that the din of Hamotz Mechaver, all of Haraya, is based on a Svar. The Gemara says you don't need a Pasuk Lamali calls Svar. The Gemara rarely has like that. The Gemara often has the boy same Makroi, boy same Svar. And then on the side of the Gemara, they always tell you, look in the Tosfos, where's the Tosfos in Shavuos, I think. Somewhere in Shavuos, in the beginning of the third parak. What does the Gemara say? Yiboy say mikra, yiboy say misvara. If it's a svara, so lamali cross svarahum. So you have a svara, why do you need a pasuk? So Tosfos explains, apparently the svara is not so compelling, so that's why it's better to have a pasuk. But in rare occasions, we say the svara is so compelling, you don't even need a pasuk. So here there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rabba, it's a question of girsa, which way did Abaye say, which way did Rabba say? There's a question of svara. Milsa dar machmano leisabe, the Yavid, loy mahani, how can you say that it has a chalais? Torah doesn't give you permission to make such a chalais. You have no right to, so it doesn't count. You talk about a chalais, let's say, ayit chaze. Torah says not allowed, they're going to say, it's not going to be nourishing. I'm going to die from malnutrition. That's ridiculous. You don't need das. If they inject the food into my system, if they give me intravenous, I'll get the nutrition anyway. You can't say, Yav Lamahani, how come the tray for food is nutritious? Yav Lamahani. The whole topic of Yav Lamahani, that's what Rabbi Chana Vassman says, the whole topic only applies when you're talking about a pu'ula that needs das or other. So you had no right to express das on this. Torah says you have no right to. So how can you say that the das counts? So one opinion is, it's such a svara, I don't need a pasuk, yabi lanani. The other one says, no, it must be the svara is compelling the other way. Why is it considered an aver if it doesn't bring about a halos? It must be, am I lucky? Why does he get malchus if it doesn't bring about a halos? It must be that yabi yes mahani. So the machlokes Abaye v'Rabba is a machlokes in svara. So the Gemara says, even if you hold in general, yavid mahani, but there is a yafusa from a pasuk that enki dushin tofs and mechayv krisis. So that's an exception to the rule. And even if you hold the yavid loy mahani, but there is a gzeras al kasub kisiyen al yish, that there is havaya, there is tvisis issues by asnua ben Yisrael. So they all agree that sometimes kiddushin are tofs and sometimes not. They just argue based on the psukim, when do you apply which rule? Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? And when do you say there is kiddush and tofs?
Those svaras don't work by our case, those svaras wouldn't work.
What do you mean, our case?
There's no isser if I'm going to be mekadesh my wife's sister. There's no isser there.
The Gemara seems to say in kiddush and there is an isser.
There might be. But let's say I want to be mekadesh someone else's wife.
Okay. Gemara seems to say there is an isser.
Is an isser of trying to be mekadesh?
Yeah. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, there's an Issa to be Mekadesh. So the Minchas Chinuch says, where did he get that from? That's not what it means. Likach means that ain't Kiddush and Tofsin. Then he says, I think he writes in Hashmatas maybe, after looking, chazering through the Sugya, he realized enough in the Gemara in the third Perek in Kiddush. The Gemara says, you need two Psukim. One Pasuk tells me, L'chatchila, that you're not allowed to be Mekadesher. And one pasuk says that even Miriyavid that ain't kiddush and tofsin. The Gemara seems to say that there is an issa. It's a surprising. That's what the Menchas Chinuch says. He thought that for sure the Sefer HaChinuch is wrong, that there is no issa. Then he chazed the Gemara. So he says the Gemara said the famous like that, that there is an issa not to be mekadesh. Right.
So we see that he's not allowed to do it.
So that's the question, can you prove from there that the klal, is that the klal, or is that the yotzim in a klal? So that's the machlokes Abaye v'Rabba. Torah says, lo yaklifenu v'lo yamaroisei, then it says, v'yihu esmarasi yakadosh. So one amara holds that that's the klal, one holds that that's the yotzim in a klal. So then there are four versions of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Belinetta, tomorrow we'll start with the four versions of Rabbi Akiva. There's a question regarding Wednesday, whether the shiur will begin at 12:45 or 12:45. It remains to be seen. Okay. Be in touch.
Maybe interested in having it next Thursday or two more.